College Basketball Championship Week here on Westwood One. The 12th automatic bid goes to the Colgate Raiders, winners of the Patriot League, their first NCAA tournament berth since 1996, beating Bucknell 94-80. And let's listen back to how it all played out tonight in Central New York. Colgate and Bucknell share the regular season title in the Patriot League. These two split the regular season series with the home team winning each one, and it was the home team that found the shooting stroke first.
Baseline entry here, 23 to shoot. Entry into the corner, head fake, Burns, open three, got it! He duped his defender. Soto spit hard and dove out of bounds. Timeout by a calm Nathan Davis, but jubilant and jumping from Colgate as Ivanauskas meets for celebration and chest bumping at midcourt with Burns. 6:26 to go in the first half. Colgate a game-high 34-19 lead.
Jordan Burns hit 4 3-pointers in that first half. He scored 19 points. Colgate led Bucknell at the break 43-30. Now, the Bison's leading scorer, Kimble McKenzie, had a very quiet first half, only 7 points after averaging 26 in the first two games of the Patriot League tournament, but he started the second half on fire.
The Bison are not done. Aggressive move by Soto's lead corner. McKenzie twisting. Three is good. How did he get it off? How did he hit it? Over the larger Richardson. 45-39. Kimble McKenzie owns the second, and the Bucknell fans are going bananas.
Kimble McKenzie hit 4 straight 3-pointers for Bucknell. He scored 16 of the Bison's first 18 points in the second half as they cut a 17-point deficit all the way down to 2 at 50-48. But Colgate had the quick answer.
McKenzie overplayed by Amio. Jump give onto the right end line. Funk slithers, ball knocked free from behind by Burns. Picked up by Amio, Colgate ball. Chest pass, transition, Raymond driving right, blocking a hard contact shot and a foul. He got hammered, hung in the air and followed through to finish. Chance for a 3-point play, 54-48 Colgate. 6 minutes clean into the second.
6 straight points for the Raiders to push the lead back to 8 on the Bison. A 3-pointer by the Patriot League Player of the Year, Rapalus Ivanauskas, gave Colgate a 10-point lead, but then Ivanauskas picked up his 4th foul. He could have been hit with a technical. He was very upset. The officials kept the whistle in their pockets. It would have disqualified Ivanauskas from the game, but either way, the Patriot League Player of the Year goes to the bench with 9:50 to go. So it's gut check time for Colgate, up by 8 on Bucknell. And the Raiders were up for the challenge. It's time for the Ram Trucks highlight of the game.
Here comes Colgate up the floor, right to left. 3 timeouts for Colgate, 2 for Bucknell. Raymond, right wing 3, in and out. Rebound, Ferguson, strong side block. And they reset up top. Burns pops a 3, got it! McKenzie's hand right in his face. And a roar to the rafters by Burns, who says, that's right, this is my house. Pointing at the floor here in Hamilton. 72-58 Raiders, timeout Bucknell.
That's our highlight of the game, powered by Ram Trucks. Ram Trucks are built for a world that demands more, introducing the all-new 2019 Ram 1500. That 3-pointer set a new career high for Jordan Burns. He finished with 35 points. Bucknell, the 2-time defending Patriot League champ, did slice the deficit to 10 with under 2 minutes to go, but too much Colgate, especially on its home court.
Bucknell inbound. Kimble McKenzie picks it up, 14 seconds. Triple A, the Bucknell Bison, the 2-time defending tournament champs, overwhelmed by Colgate. McKenzie leaves the dribble and the ball near midcourt. The final seconds fade, hugs galore, and the Colgate Raiders storm the floor. They are the Patriot League champs for the first time since 1996. Colgate's fantastic season surges on into the NCAA tournament.
Colgate trail for just 46 seconds in this one. The Raiders shooting 58% for the game, and they have set a school record, 11 straight wins. They beat Bucknell, the 2-time defending champs, 94-80 to win the Patriot League Championship, and Colgate is going to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1996. Again, Jordan Burns, a career-high 35 points. He hit 6 3-pointers. Kimble McKenzie had that crazy start to the second half for Bucknell, scoring 16 of the Bison's first 18 points, but he didn't score again. Finished with 23 for the 2-time defending champs. Their run is over, and Colgate is going to the big dance for the first time since 1996.